Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Valinocers. Sophie, this book completely shifted how I see Iran. It's not just about nuclear threats and proxy wars, is it?
Not at all. It's actually a deep look at the historical and ideological forces that shape Iran's decisions. Nasser argues that Iran's grand strategy is a fusion of three streams: its pre-Islamic Persian imperial legacy, its revolutionary Shia ideology, and a pragmatic survival instinct. And those three are constantly in tension.
Right. And I think the first thing that hit me was the wound of the Arab conquest in the 7th century. That wasn't just a military defeat for Persia, it was a cultural cataclysm.
Exactly. Iranians felt they had a superior civilization, and they absorbed Islam on their own terms by adopting Shia Islam in the 16th century. That gave them a distinct identity, both Muslim and defiantly non-Arab. That sense of being a chosen civilization is the first pillar of their strategy.
Then the second pillar comes from a much more recent trauma, the 1953 coup, the CIA and MI6 overthrow of Mossadegh, that confirmed for Iranians that the West would never tolerate a truly independent Iran.
Right. And that taught the political class that national sovereignty must be defended at all costs, even if it means isolation. It's why trust in the West is so hard to come by.
And then the third pillar is the 1979 revolution itself. That was this utopian, religious, political order that saw Iran as the vanguard of the oppressed everywhere.
But Nasser makes a great point. The revolution's idealism got hit with reality almost immediately. The 8-year war with Iraq was a brutal survival test. The world sided with Saddam, and that hardened Iran's paranoia and its determination to build its own deterrent, hence the missile program and nuclear ambitions.
Yeah, they see those programs as existential guarantees, not offensive weapons. That war really shaped their whole approach.
And it's where they perfected asymmetric warfare, using proxies, human waves, and a narrative of martyrdom. That became a template.
So how does this all play out today? Nasser talks about a hybrid regime, a mix of elected institutions and unelected power centers like the Revolutionary Guard.
Exactly. The supreme leader, Khamenei, has been the mastermind of institutionalizing the revolution. He understood that pure ideology wasn't sustainable, so he created a system that balances elections with hardline control. It's a kind of managed democracy.
And the strategy itself operates on three levels: domestic, regional, and global. Domestically, it's all about survival, managing dissent through repression, economic handouts, and nationalist rhetoric.
Regionally, they've built this network of proxies, Hezbollah, Shia militias in Iraq, the Houthis in Yemen, the Assad regime. It's a carefully constructed axis of resistance that lets them project power and deter attacks.
And globally, they play the long game. The 2015 nuclear deal is a perfect example. They negotiated, but when the U.S. pulled out, they just reversed compliance. They're willing to wait.
Nasser also highlights the internal power struggle between the Revolutionary Guard, which is more hardline, and the more pragmatic elected government. Khamenei balances them to keep stability.
The Guard has become this massive economic empire, controlling construction, oil, telecoms. They're not just soldiers anymore.
And Iran uses its leadership of the Shia world as a strategic asset. It champions Shia minorities in other countries to create instability for its rivals. The U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003 was a gift. It removed a major enemy and created a power vacuum Iran could fill.
But for all its strategic sophistication, Nasser also points out deep vulnerabilities. The economy is a mess, high inflation, unemployment, and corruption. The 2022 protests showed real public anger.
Right. The regime relies on repression, and that's a sign of weakness. The revolutionary fervor has faded, and young people care more about jobs and freedom than ideology.
So Nasser's conclusion is that Iran is not on the verge of collapse, but it's in a long-term crisis of legitimacy.
Yes. It's designed to outlast its enemies and emerge as the dominant power in a post-American Middle East. Nasser makes you understand the logic without excusing it.
The one thing I'm taking away is that Iran is not irrational or random. It's a sophisticated, calculating power that uses history as a shield, religion as a sword, and patience as a weapon.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Well said. So the big takeaway, Iran's actions make sense once you understand its history and internal contradictions.
Right. The book shows that Iran is a nation fighting to control its own destiny, shaped by ancient pride and modern trauma. We'll see you in the next one.